Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon. Today we begin day three of our Newsworthy Clips article, and we're talking about fried chicken. Are you hungry, panelists?
Oh, yes.
I am too. Fried chicken is one of my favorite foods.
You just heard from Linda and Josh. Welcome to the program, everyone. We have been talking about technology the past 2 days. Today we kind of switch gears and we're kind of talking about health. We're talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken. And what exactly do those have in common? Why are we linking those two things, Linda?
Well, because we're talking about KFC, and they are going to stop buying chicken containing antibiotics used by humans.
Okay, and antibiotics, we think of that in medicine, right?
We do. I was actually hoping this article would be about how fried chicken is actually healthy for you, but unfortunately...
Sorry.
Which is too bad. So I do love fried chicken, but I know that it's not good to eat a lot of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But... why it's important to stop using antibiotics in chicken is that, so this is a fairly common practice that in order to deal with livestock or chicken or other food animals, sickness, what a lot of people will do is they will give antibiotics before the animals are sick in order to try and prevent them from falling ill and then not being able to use them to be sold. But that is actually a very troubling practice.
It is, because we need that, you know, when we are sick. But if we, you know, are eating chicken that has it in all the time, then when we are sick and we go to the doctor and they give it to us, it may not help us as much, right?
Well, that is one possibility. And then there is another possibility as well, which is if there are these antibiotics that are, you know, being used inappropriately, that bugs or germs that are out there might also get used to them, and then it won't be as effective at dealing with them or killing them, and that can be very serious.
Okay, so there's a lot here involved. So it's good news that KFC is going to stop this, and we're going to talk about this much more today. So if you have your magazine, please open it up to page 34, and we'll have our first reading for today.
KFC to stop buying chicken containing antibiotics used by humans. The parent company of KFC said it will stop buying chicken that is raised using antibiotics that are important to human medicine. The announcement by the giant chicken chain came after years of pressure from food safety and consumer advocacy groups, and 2 years after other food companies such as McDonald's, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell made similar pledges to phase out the use of products from animals treated with the antibiotics, a practice linked to the rise of superbug pathogens that are resistant to multiple drugs. With KFC's shift, more than half of the nation's poultry supply chain will be antibiotic-free in the near future, activists said.
Okay, so the parent company of KFC said they're going to stop buying this chicken raised using antibiotics. A parent company is talking about, a company that owns smaller companies. And, for example, here, I believe KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut are all owned by the same company, or this parent company. And so that's what it's referring to. And they're going to stop this practice. And we see here that, you know, of course, antibiotics, Linda, are important to human medicine.
Right. We mentioned earlier that we need antibiotics. The doctor gives us antibiotics to combat certain diseases, right? If we develop certain disease, then we use it to fight that. So if we're already being exposed to these antibiotics, they don't have as much of an effect
right.
on combating the disease.
That's right. And so a lot of people have been putting pressure on these companies to stop using food with antibiotics. I think particularly, of course, we hear about this with chicken. And so it says next, the announcement by the giant chicken chain came after years of pressure. And then we also talk about advocacy groups.
As an advocate or a group made of advocates that publicly support a certain idea. So here the advocacy groups are supporting the idea that we should not be using chicken that uses human antibiotics.
And other companies have said, we are going to stop doing this as well. They list three here, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell, which I believe Pizza Hut and Taco Bell, they are owned by the same company that owns KFC, so that's not surprising. But they've made these pledges to phase out the use of products from animals treated with antibiotics. And if you phase out something, what exactly are you doing?
You gradually stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or stop using it.
Okay, so they are saying they're going to gradually stop doing this. We hope that that is the case. And this is a practice linked to the rise of a superbug.
Right, so this is kind of what I was talking about before. So superbug is a germ, so kind of another way for talking about germs. And here they also use the word pathogen. So a pathogen is any small organism, such as a virus or a bacteria, which can cause disease. So superbugs, then, are bugs that traditionally you would be able to treat them with some sort of antibiotic. Now, there are many different types of antibiotics out there, but because they are resistant to that particular type of antibiotic, they obviously don't respond to those treatments.
Mm.
So a lot of times what happens is that doctors will start with a particular antibiotic. If that doesn't work well, then they'll try another one and another one and another one, hoping eventually to get the right antibiotic to kill whatever pathogen. But if you have pathogens that are so used to different types of antibiotics that it no longer kills them, then you create these superbugs, or bugs that cannot be killed by antibiotics.
Okay. And this is a big change, a big shift. And we see that here, Linda, that KFC, they must really use a lot of chicken. Well, it is a chicken restaurant. When you go in there, you can't buy a hamburger. You can't buy beef, right? It's all about chicken. And that's going to drastically change, the supply, right? It's really going to change the way, people raise chickens and so forth in a drastic way.
Right. So here it says, with this decision by KFC, that more than half of the nation's poultry supply chain will be antibiotic-free in the near future.
Okay, and this is according to activists. And activists, of course, we talked already about advocacy groups, and you could kind of, I think, put those in the same category. These activists are out there actively promoting something, and they're saying, we don't want this kind of food, and so this is according to people who are involved in this matter.
Right, and so activists could be for really any kind of issue, but I think there are many there that are really very concerned about public welfare and health.
Okay, well, next we hear from Matthew Wellington, who is a director there at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. So let's find out what he says in our next reading.
Matthew Wellington, Antibiotics Program Director for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, said the policy change should have lasting effects on the way these life-saving medicines are used in the chicken industry. This announcement is a win for anybody who might someday depend on antibiotics to get well or even save their lives, i.e., everybody, Wellington said. Routinely feeding antibiotics to animals raised for food has been linked to the surge in resistant strains of bacteria that cause serious human illnesses, blamed for about 23,000 additional deaths annually and $55 million in healthcare costs, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Okay. Okay, what sticks out here to me is two words, or lasting effects. This should have a big impact, right, on the way these life-saving medicines are used, Linda.
Right, long-lasting effects. So now that they will eventually eliminate these chickens raised on antibiotics, then the medicines that, or the antibiotics that are used in human medicine, they can have more of an effect, and we can hopefully see an end to these superbugs.
Yes, that's exciting. And we see, Josh, it is a win for anybody and really everybody. What do we mean when we say something is a win?
So when we say something is a win, it really means that it benefits them, right? Mm-hmm. So they will benefit anybody and everyone who might someday depend on antibiotics to get well.
Okay. And here we see i.e. everybody, or in essence, everyone, right? And this is according to Matthew Wellington, and he is there at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. And so really everybody is going to benefit from this, hopefully. And then we learn more about kind of the effects of using these antibiotics with chickens.
All right, so these animals who were fed antibiotics and used as food, they've been linked to the surge in resistant strains of bacteria that cause serious human illnesses. And they've been blamed for about 23,000 additional deaths. So normally these illnesses would have been treated by antibiotics, but since you have these resistant strains of bacteria, these led to 23,000 deaths.
Okay.
So when we talk about this surge in resistant strains of bacteria, we're talking about when there's a surge of something, that means like there's a very rapid increase or a very powerful movement that happens immediately, right? And so I know that probably in the last 10 years, this has really become a huge problem for a lot of people. When you have certain types of bacteria that used to be easily treated with antibiotics that now are resistant to those antibiotics and are continuing despite any kind of treatment. So I have a good example of that. There is a bacteria that in English is called a staph bacteria. I believe it's called S-T-A-P-H. And this type of bacteria is naturally occurring, exists everywhere. It's not too terribly difficult to get an infection. Usually if you have a immune system that's not up to snuff, or you have like a small little cut, it can get infected. A lot of times it'll cause like little painful sores, but they can be, or they used to be able to be treated easily. But now they have antibiotic resistant staph infection. It's very dangerous. It can then cause large areas of your skin to decay and fall off. And because they can no longer treat them with antibiotics, really the only option they have is removing the affected tissue. It's very dangerous, very painful, and can also be life-threatening.
Okay.
That sounds scary.
It is very scary, and it used to be something that was you could easily take in just a couple pills, no problem. But now they are superbugs, or there are strains of them that are superbugs that really don't respond at all to treatment by antibiotics.
Okay, and we're using this word strain, and we use this a lot with bacteria. It's like that maybe in the same category, but a different strain or a different type. Right,
right, exactly. So related, but maybe slightly different.
Mm. Right. Okay, so this is causing a lot of deaths each year, and it's also costing a lot of money, $55 million in healthcare costs. And so, you know, hopefully, as a result of, you know, changing this process where the chickens and other animals, they don't have these antibiotics, they're not using those with the animals, hopefully that will help us in the long run, help us to be healthier.
Sure.
And so that's the end goal. So next we meet someone else, the director of Food Policy Initiatives for Consumers Union. And let's find out about that in our last reading for today.
Jean Hollerin, Director of Food Policy Initiatives for Consumers Union, called on other fast food chains to follow KFC's lead. Antibiotics should only be used to treat disease and not wasted on healthy livestock to make them grow faster or to compensate for filthy conditions on factory farms, Hollerin said. It's time for all fast food restaurants to help ensure antibiotics keep working by rejecting meat and poultry suppliers who misuse these vital drugs.
Okay, so Jean Hollerin is calling on other fast food chains to follow suit. She wants them to follow KFC's lead. Do you think that will happen, Linda?
Possibly, yeah, if they get enough pressure, and because these other fast food chains have done it, that they will be influenced to do it as well.
And when you read an article like this, Josh, it makes me think, oh, should I go eat at some fast food places? Because, you know, when you read about the effects of this, it makes you think twice, doesn't it?
It does make you think twice. And it does, you know, so for me, I've always liked KFC, but I never really sought them out. But if I knew that they were really changing the way that poultry or chicken is produced in the United States for the better, it would make me more inclined to support them.
That's right. And, you know, of course, we don't want to eat fast food too often, right? So we do everything in moderation. That's still a good rule of thumb.
All right. We shouldn't be eating that much fast food in the first place, like you're saying, Brandon. But knowing that, like Josh was saying, that KFC is adopting this practice and not using antibiotics fed chicken, then you might choose them over a chain that is still using chickens that are raised on antibiotics.
Yeah. And I think Jean Hollerin brings up a good point here. And she says antibiotics, they should really just be used to treat disease. You shouldn't be using them to compensate for something, to compensate for filthy conditions.
Right. So here we see the filthy conditions of factory farms. Mm. So a filthy condition is something that is very, very, very dirty. And a factory farm is a farm that is intended to produce a lot of things with the least amount of time or space possible. So when we are compensating for filthy conditions at factory farms, we are talking about sort of substituting or placing using antibiotics in the feed of these animals who are living in these dirty conditions as a substitute for just providing clean conditions for them to live in.
Mm-hmm. Also, of course, using the antibiotics to help the animals to grow faster, because of course the faster they grow, then they can have more, you know, have more, and just continue the process, and that is not healthy for us, the consumers.
Exactly. And this statement here that Jean Hollerin makes, it's indicative of the state of the food industry, at least in the U.S., that animals are grown in really unhealthy conditions, really dirty conditions, and that affects us in the long run because we're consuming these animals and eating them.
And these drugs are very important, and so we need to be careful how we use them, and we shouldn't overuse them.
It's very true, and so I think maybe for our listeners, if we could kind of give them a picture of what a factory farm for chickens might look like in the United States. There are areas in the United States where people will produce poultry. So these are poultry is kind of chickens or turkeys or birds that are produced for consumption, for eating. And they will house them in these long kind of skinny houses that are closed off from the outside. They usually have large fans in order to move the air around so that the chickens don't die from getting too warm in the summertime. But literally, there is hardly any space for any of the chickens to move around in. So they can still move, but the floor is so covered with so many chickens that there almost isn't enough space for somebody to walk through without having to step on the chickens. And so these are very crowded conditions. They're designed to quickly feed and grow as many chickens as fast as possible. And you can imagine that if one of the chickens gets sick, it's very easy for other chickens to get sick as well. And then you may have a situation where you have maybe an entire house or the majority of a house of chickens either not eating well because they're sick or die because they get sick. And then you've lost, you know, the majority of your livestock to sell. So a lot of times what they'll do is that they'll just add a little bit of antibiotics to the feed in order to kind of ensure that nobody gets, none of the chickens get sick, that they just keep on eating until they're ready to be sold to a place like KFC. Well, here, we're seeing that, you know, that's really a terrible practice because you should really only use antibiotics in cases when people or animals sometimes are actually sick. Because if you don't, what it just does is it creates a situation where you can get the germs that are naturally occurring accustomed to having a lot of these antibiotics around, and then they continue living on, even though they're exposed to these antibiotics.
And, of course, this lowers costs, right?
Sure.
But I'm wondering now, since they're making this change, will prices go up at some fast food places? So we have to decide, you know, if we're willing to pay more or if, you know, we're willing to pay in a different way with our health and so forth. So we really have to think about that.
It's very true. And one of the things that might be a consequence or a result of this change is that the people who produce or grow chickens have to significantly change the way that they produce those chickens. So that could actually have a pretty profound effect. A lot of these sort of like chicken factories are built because they are fairly quick to build and it's easy to keep a lot of chickens inside. I don't know if anybody's ever had any experience with keeping chickens, but I have.
Oh.
And so I grew up on a farm and everything likes to eat chickens.
Yeah.
Everything.
Including me.
Right? Exactly. Including me, including my dogs, including hawks, including foxes, coyotes, like everything. So it can be very difficult to keep chickens safe because obviously you only want people eating chickens if they're going to pay for them, if you're spending a lot of money in order to raise them.
Right.
So that's one problem.
Yeah.
And there's another problem too. And the other problem is that the environment around the chickens can also cause them to
get sick,
right? So you want to really make sure that the environment is controlled as possible.
Yeah.
So, but now if KFC is refusing in order to purchase chickens that have been using this like low-level antibiotics, it will kind of change the way that people raise chickens, which might make a lot of differences to a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think what would be nice, this doesn't happen a lot in the fast food industry, but it would be nice to have healthier options. But I think that's almost an oxymoron, I guess. You have fast food and healthy. I think those two things, they can come together in some kind of way, but it's not easy.
Well, there have been efforts. For example, McDonald's, they've added healthier items to their menu. Instead of fries, you can get salad, and I think they automatically include the salad or fruit in the kids' meals, so they don't even, you know, give the fries to the kids anymore, unless you request it, of course. But there are making efforts, but it is a bit of an oxymoron to think you can get healthy food at a fast food joint.
But it would be nice, and some places do a better job of it than others. But it's not easy to have that. But sometimes just because you want it fast doesn't mean you want it to be unhealthy. But we're not really there yet. I think because everything is so, you know, mass produced and they have to, you know, they want to give people what they want, right? And a lot of times that isn't necessarily healthy.
I just kind of want to mention the word that you guys used, oxymoron. It's a very good word, but it's a word that kind of means when you put two words together or two subjects together that normally would be mutually exclusive. So you wouldn't actually be able to put them together. So like the healthy fast food. You can't have healthy food and fast food at the same time, that it doesn't work.
Right.
Yes. And so there's a lot to think about concerning this, and it's good to see something positive in the fast food industry when it comes to health.
Now, the other thing we have to remember is that these are pledges by these companies. Right?
Yes.
So there's a difference between a pledge and a promise. A lot of people would say that a pledge is a serious promise, right? But some other people would say that a pledge is just like, they're going to identify that they want to do something, but there's not actually anything like binding.
Right. So maybe, like, for example, if the FDA were to step in, then they would have to follow that, or they would be maybe fined or something like that.
So one of the ways that we use pledge very often in the English language is that we would say pledge of allegiance, right? So that would sort of be... like in the United States, in a lot of schools, they'll have the Pledge of Allegiance is like school assemblies, and so that's everybody like saying that yes, I'm American, and I promise to follow the ideals of the American flag.
Right.
So that's kind of a pledge.
Right. So there's no one really, you know, they don't actually have to do this.
Right.
But it could be bad for them in the end, because if people, you know, follow up on this and they didn't do what they said they were going to do, then maybe people won't go to that particular restaurant as much. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I pledge that if KFC really does stop using antibiotic chicken, that I will eat a little bit more often.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, we thank you for joining us here on Advanced Studio Classroom for the past few days as we've talked about these different topics. And we hope you will join us again next time here on Advanced Studio Classroom. Until then, this is Brandon,
Linda,
and Josh
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.